blown from people's fat bank.
50,000 watts on 1190. Group W, Westinghouse Broadcasting.
Guilty. The verdict was read in Allen Circuit Court late last night after a jury deliberated for more than 8 hours on a charge of first-degree murder against Joseph Buchanan. Buchanan is held responsible for the shotgun killing of service station owner Richard Gefell in March of last year. The conviction of first-degree murder carries with it a mandatory life prison sentence. Buchanan is expected back in court this morning to appeal. The first portion of this Robo newscast is being brought to you by Chevrolet. Chevrolets are built to give you value and economy. That's why they say Chevrolet makes sense for America. WoWo News Time, 8 o'clock. It's 9 o'clock in Ohio and Michigan.
There's a kind of taste which finds its expression in Monte Carlo by Chevrolet. A kind of reassured sense of classiness that is both dignified and sassy. For those who appreciate fine Chevrolet engineering and who have a feeling for automotive styling, there is Monte Carlo for 74. When you invest in a new car, you've got a right to have the car you really want. The car which fulfills your needs, which lives up to the quality your taste demands. If you're the kind of person whose artistic sense requires a well-engineered, elegantly styled automobile, you'll find it makes sense to take a good look at Monte Carlo. After all, transportation is much more than just getting there. Chevrolet makes sense for America.
The warm weather word, mostly sunny today, high in the upper 60s, fair to partly cloudy tonight, overnight low near 40. Increasing cloudiness, chance of showers and storms by tomorrow night. Look for morning and nighttime showers on Friday with highs remaining in the upper 60s. Checking weather about the state, Indianapolis, sunny in 55, Evansville, partly cloudy, 54. South Bend, clear in 54. Here in Fort Wayne, officially at the airport, clear skies, 54 degrees. The White House yesterday released some 1,200 pages of transcripts of Watergate tape recordings. The House Judiciary Committee had requested the actual tapes. The committee, probing the possibility of presidential impeachment, will meet tonight to decide whether to accept the transcripts or to press their demands for the recordings. Group W's Neil Curry says that evening session is unusual, but there's a reason for the timing.
The evening session was made necessary by a House rule which requires 24 hours notice before a meeting can be held. The decision to get the committee together was taken by Chairman Peter Adino after a lengthy caucus of his Democrats last night. At that caucus, an effort was made to find a common ground for the Democrats and one which the Republicans could also stand on. There are signs that the Republicans are as anxious as Rodino to avoid a committee-splitting vote at this point. Therefore, Rodino will try for a consensus in the meeting that the President has not fully complied with the subpoena. That should be sufficient, say some members, to leave the issue open for possible further requests of the White House or to be appended to any impeachment bill the committee might eventually report. Neil Curry, Group W News, the House of Representatives.
Group W's White House correspondent Jim McManus has had a look at some of those transcripts, which he says may raise as many questions as they answer.
The manner of editing does not clearly indicate how much material has been deleted or precisely why. Much of the text reflects the verbal shorthand of men who understand the details of the subject under discussion and who therefore speak in ambiguous and oblique references. In many of the conversations with his top aides, the President appears to be deeply worried about how much of the Watergate story would come out. In other instances, he suggests the coaching of Charles Colson, his political advisor, to prevent him from blundering into a perjury charge. And the latter part of the text reveals the President's words urging that the facts be brought out. While the transcripts are often startling in their apparent revelations, they are equally perplexing in the numerous questions they raise about the President's own conduct. The transcripts do not tell the whole story, and it remains to be seen if the impeachment investigators can learn more from the President. This is Jim McManus, Group W News in Washington.
Today's Group W commentary deals with those transcripts. Here's senior commentator Rod McLeish.
We live in an era of huge, lurid documents. The Pentagon Papers were a multi-volume sensation of secrets from another era of government. Now there's a new one, a tome the size of a metropolitan telephone book, 1,308 pages, blue paper cover. In that thick, tedious volume, months of conversations, which President Nixon says are relevant to Watergate, drone through all the erratic, fitful babble that most conversation is when reduced to cold print. Most of us use an enormous number of words to say very few things. And the president, his top aides, lawyers, visitors, and civil servants are no different. As literature, the new, huge, lurid document is a bust. It is dialogue without description, reams of talk without focus, the words of men who somehow remain faceless, even though their faces are well known to us. Yet salted through those mind-numbing pages are bursts and splutters of conversation that are a metaphysician's nightmare and possibly the stuff of which the fall of great men is made. They are a metaphysician's nightmare, these stinging bursts of revelation, because their final meaning depends upon the intent in which the words were uttered. Mr. Nixon has his own declaration of intent. His critics, and perhaps the House Judiciary Committee, will have another. There is the instantly famous fragment at the bottom of page 236, where the president tells John Dean, in the matter of Howard Hunt's demands for money, as allegedly the price of silence, quote, "Would you agree that that's the prime thing that you damn well better get done?" And Dean replies, "That's right." Is that fragment, printed in the text released by the president himself, proof of an intent to obstruct justice? Mr. Nixon says no. On Monday evening, he described that as a moment in which he was considering, the word is his, paying money to Hunt to safeguard national security. Elsewhere, there are discussions about translating the Ellsberg psychiatrist burglary into national security terms. It's a ponderous document, and it will be the sensation of May. But what it proves, whether all the relevant data is really there, one doesn't know. One only has this: dull and historic, ponderous and electrifying. This is Rod McLeish in Washington.
Other Group W commentators heard regularly on WoWo include Irwin Buchanan, Sidiot Booker, and Peter Lisagor. For Indiana's residents whose last names begin with the letters I through N, 1973 license plates expired at midnight last night. Something else ran out at midnight last night, too, that will affect the lives of all Americans.
There are no controls on wages and prices today. For the first time in 2 years and 8.5 months, we've had freezes 1 and 2 and phases 1, 2, 3, and 4. And now it's back to the free market for everything except petroleum. The wage price control program expired at midnight, and the tattered remnants of the once elaborate controls harness dropped away at that hour. There will be no big price explosion. Most goods had already been decontrolled, and living costs have been soaring at a 14.5% a year clip. Prices will continue to rise rapidly, at least until the food and fuel price upsurge ends. Officials look for no burst of price increases, like the boost that took place after the freezes. Instead, they predict that prices will continue to climb as they have been climbing, which means rapidly. And for a while, it won't be any better or worse than in the last days under controls. This is Joseph R. Slevin in Washington.
The longshoremen strike is expected to close West Coast seaports this morning. The strike comes in the wake of the lifting of government wage and price controls as of midnight last night. The cost of living council had chopped a 30-cent an hour raise demanded by longshoremen, but contrary to the wage price guidelines. Now that those guidelines have expired, the stevedores are looking for that additional money and are expected to walk the boardwalk to point up their demand. An Associated Press Market Basket survey shows the family grocery bill has dropped slightly during the month of April. That's the second straight month of decline. Major automakers continue to find declining sales, and now Ford is faced with closing several of its operations due to part shortages.
The Ford Motor Company says it has shut down 6 car assembly plants and will close another 8 by Thursday because of part shortages brought on by strikes against 2 key suppliers. The company says the shutdowns, affecting all but 2 of Ford's North American car assembly plants, will idle some 37,000 workers and mean a production loss of up to 10,000 cars a day. A company spokesman declined to say if all assembly facilities would be closed if the 2 strikes continue into next week. The only plants to remain open will be the firm's operation in San Jose, California, and at Oakville, Ontario. The shutdown announcement was only the second half of a bad news report from the Ford Motor Company. Earlier, Ford said its profits for the first quarter of this year dropped 66% from last year, its worst first quarter output since 1967. Ford is the third of the big 3 automakers to report sharply lower profits for the first 3 months of this year. Chrysler reported the biggest drop, 98%. General Motors' first quarter profits were down 85%. Gene Fogle, Detroit.
A new comprehensive employment and training act has made available some 1,000 summer jobs for young people at local public and nonprofit organizations. Under the new federal legislation, the young people will be paid the $2 minimum wage. Jobs are to be filled by young people qualifying under the Neighborhood Youth Corps and Manpower Guidelines. Applications are now being taken for summer positions at 328 West Berry. The East Allen County Teachers Association is charging their school trustees with failure to negotiate a new contract. Association spokesman John Ray says,
primarily, they are asking us to drop from our proposal such items as pupil-teacher ratio, teaching conditions, terms and conditions of employment, and other items. And until we do drop those from our proposal, they are unwilling to negotiate items which are mandated by law, such as salary, wages, hours, and related benefits.
An East Allen County spokesman says they have received no formal notification of the charges. And employees at local Rogers supermarkets last night voted to reject union representation in their jobs. The election under the supervision of the National Labor Relations Board turned thumbs down on unionization 340 to 46. WoWo News Time, 8:11.
We at Chevrolet believe that every radio listener is entitled in these days to at least 1 minute of nothing but good news. And to that end, we devote this entire 60 seconds to bringing you the news about our new Chevelle Malibu Classic. Chevelle Malibu Classic, you see, is a combination of good things. It is a mid-sized car, gentle, easy to get around in. Chevelle Malibu Classic is also mid-priced. There's good news to dwell upon. Chevelle Malibu Classic is also a comfortable, finely appointed car. It has room for six adults. It has two doors or four. It is available with a six as well as an eight. You see how the good news multiplies once we're in a proper frame of mind? Chevelle Malibu Classic. Take the good news home to your family. Chevrolet makes sense for America.
The first portion of this WoWo newscast has been brought to you by Chevrolet. Chevrolets are built to give you value and economy. That's why they say Chevrolet makes sense for America.
Greatest selection of fresh new spring colors? Why, the Carpet Place, K&N Carpet, of course. Where else could you find great Gatsby white or foliage green or the very latest Danish gold? If the perfect shade for spring is what you're looking for, look no further than the Carpet Place, K&N, 3 miles south of Southtown Mall on U.S. 27.
There may be a break in the so-called zebra killings on the West Coast. A San Francisco television station contends the murder weapon has been recovered and two suspects are in custody. No comment from the police. In other news briefs this morning, Secretary of State Henry Kissinger heads for Israel tomorrow on what one American official says will be a long negotiation process. The South Vietnamese force reportedly has pushed into Cambodia in a raid against North Vietnamese artillery positions. The National Safety Council says lowering speed limits figured significantly in the decline of deaths on the nation's highways in March. An outstanding stage and screen actress, Agnes Moorhead, died at age 67 yesterday. An armed robbery late last night at Elwood, Indiana, at the Marsh Supermarket. The lone bandit armed with a shotgun escaped with an undetermined amount of cash. A rural Kendallville, Indiana man, Robert Deal, is listed in fair condition this morning by St. Joe Hospital authorities. He was seriously shocked yesterday while operating a Levitt & Sons crane at the rear of the West State Dana plant. The boom of that crane came in contact with a wire carrying some 35,000 volts. And fire yesterday heavily damaged a home in the 7400 block of Macomb Road near Huntertown, Indiana. Two firefighters from the Huntertown Perry Township Fire Departments were treated for smoke inhalation. The blaze broke out in the laundry room area of the David Gordon residence. WoWo News Time, 8:14.
You paid good money for your clothes. It makes sense to take care of them. So before you put away your wool or wool blend garments for summer storage, be sure to take advantage of Swiss Cleaner's free moth-proofing service. Now, it's guaranteed moth protection and is part of their regular high-quality cleaning process. It costs you nothing. And you can be sure that you will have no costly reweaving bills for moth-damaged apparel. And while you're caring for your clothing, it might be just the right time to consider your home, too, like your draperies. Nobody can treat your draperies with more care or expertise than Swiss. They've built a reputation over the years that remains unmatched. Professionals provide takedown and rehang service, along with the finest quality drapery cleaning process available at the most reasonable prices. Whatever your dry cleaning needs, Swiss Cleaners, with six convenient Fort Wayne locations, stands ready and able to provide you with the best service in town.
A dedicated leader dog enables its owners to become an independent traveler. Through 4 weeks of concentrated training, a blind person learns all the tricks of safe travel. This is John Silver inviting you to become better acquainted with the Leader Dog Service. Write WoWo for details or see your local Lions Club member.
From the WoWo Weather Station, Earl Finkel says, mostly sunny today, a high in the upper 60s, fair to partly cloudy tonight, overnight low near 40. Increasing cloudiness with a chance of showers and storms by tomorrow night. Look for morning and nighttime showers on Friday with highs remaining in the upper 60s. Earl Finkel checks the complete weather story live in just 5 minutes here on WoWo. Right now in Fort Wayne, barometric pressure rising from 30.19 inches, winds northerly 10 miles per hour. Relative humidity 74%. Officially at the airport, clear skies, 54 degrees. This is Jerry Hoffman.
She's moving, she's grooving, dancing until the music stops now. Yeah.
Jackson 5 with Dancing Machine. 18 after 8 here with Bob the Seabrews this morning. Let's mention this for the last time. Bus number 4 to the Mendon Union Local Schools in Mercer County, Ohio, is running about 45 minutes late this morning. And our hostess, Gail Fisher, Mrs. Gail Fisher of Route 1, Angola, Indiana, she says, let's just keep it simple, Bob, and she's serving us rolls and coffee this morning. Now stand by for her official.
Does your company have a company plane? Well, if it has a telephone, it already has a whole fleet of planes and pilots and crews to man them. Because Consolidated Airways Charter Division is like a division of your own company. You just pick up your phone and order a plane for whenever and wherever you want to go. If that sounds expensive, just try us. You may be in for a very pleasant surprise. In Fort Wayne, call Consolidated Airways at 747-9168. It's your company's aviation division.
Hi, I'm Sid Collins, speaking for Hefner Chevrolet. If you're as interested in fuel economy as I am, let me introduce you to some experts, the Hefner servicemen. I'm here in the service department at Hefner Chevrolet with the Hefner factory-trained servicemen. They're the guys who can answer your questions about getting the most for your fuel dollar. They stress the importance of keeping your engine running right. You see, one spark plug misfiring can decrease fuel economy about 8%. And the Hefner servicemen have other tips, like making sure your parking brake is properly adjusted to avoid drag. And they also keep a supply of my free booklets of tips on hand on fuel economy. Yes, Hefner servicemen are experts with a very important quality. They really care about you and your car. So when you see a Hefner serviceman wearing an I Care button, you know you're in mighty good company. Yes, in times like these, Hefner makes sense.
Brought to you by Montgomery Ward, with stores in North Crest and Southtown Mall. Well, certainly true, gas does give you a better deal, but so does Montgomery Ward. And they have the best deals on 30-inch gas ranges right now at both Ward stores. Two different gas models, loaded with wanted features, sale priced at $149 and $169. Or choose the deluxe model that sells regularly for $249.95 for just $209.88. It features a continuous clean oven, pull-out broiler, clock, timer, and much more. You see them all today at either Montgomery Ward stores, where gas does give you a better deal. Well, Earl, they tell me it's a beautiful morning out there. I haven't seen the light of day yet, but that sun is shining, right?
Certainly is. Weather guy could have put put the whole thing on tape this morning and just had you run it each hour on the hour. tell you what, remember we had a letter there from Miss Dave Hamelgarn, I hope I pronounced that right, down in Portland, Ohio.
Yes.
And her husband was always mad at her because I didn't give him the percentage of the chance of the rain.
Was that Portland, Ohio, or Portland, Indiana?
No, I'm sorry, Portland, Indiana.
Right, right.
I was so careful not to say Portland, Maine, that I got her in the wrong state. Well, anyway, the probability of rain today is zero. So tell Dave that everything's okay.
All right.
West 40. Sunny skies, that's what we have all across our area. So you get down way south to the Ohio River section, there's a little cloudiness there. The big rains in Texas with flash flooding in the eastern half of that state. And that storm is likely to reform again this afternoon and tonight and spread up into the Ohio River. So the potential for another 1 to 3 inches of rain through parts of Arkansas and all the way into the lower counties of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio loom for tonight and tomorrow. North of the capital, we should stay on the high and dry side. Temperatures on the moderate side. Temperatures, of course, in Michigan this morning were chilly in the mid and upper 30s. And the center of that cold air, which is right on Lake Superior, has readings even in the teens this morning. That's sliding off east in through the lakes area over on Huron and into New York. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, like they say, out near your daughter's place in Billings, a new storm coming along will give us a chance for some scattered showers late Thursday or early Friday. And then behind that, normal temperatures for the weekend, and it looks dry. So starting out with our 100% chance of no rain today, let's just call it mostly sunny and pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
High temperature about upper 60s, the west wind 10 to 20, then for tonight. The partly cloudy, cool, low 40s, light winds tomorrow, increasing cloudiness, especially to the south of the city. Could be a shower, maybe an isolated thunder shower tomorrow night. Temperatures again upper 60s, though. And on Friday, with that weather system coming close, chance for a brief shower in the morning, maybe again one at night. Lows in the 50s, highs upper 60s, and winds will change around to the west to northwest, and then start to dry out again right through the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bob, pretty good season weather for, it's May Day. You going to go out and dance around the maypole?
That's right. Well, no, I don't think I'll do that. I'll just dance around the microphone here.
Okay, here we go.
Goodbye, Earl. See you in an hour. All right, our highest yesterday in Fort Wayne was 65. Our lowest was 46. Degree days, 9. Right now at the airport, clear skies, 54 degrees. We've warmed up 10 degrees in the past several hours. 54 now at the airport, humidity 74. Northerly wind at 10. An hour barometer 30.19 and rising. Earl Finkelweather has been approved by the American Meteorological Society and is updated 12 times each weekday here on WoWo. This report has been brought to you by Montgomery Ward, with stores in North Crest and Southtown Mall. the year 1964 when this was a big hit with Mary Wells? Nothing can take me away from my guy. Whoa, whoa, time is 8:27 here with Bob Severs this morning. We've got a beautiful morning, a clear 54 at the airport, and a garage sale about to get underway here in Fort Wayne. 9 this morning till 6 tonight at 2609 East Drive, sponsored by Beta Sigma Phi Chapter of Kappa Tau. And don't forget the Fort Wayne Area School Food Service Association. We'll meet at 6 o'clock tonight at Snyder High School in Fort Wayne.
There's something you should know about Hires Auto Stores. They have more mufflers than anybody in the tri-state area. And they sell more than anybody because they do the job right. That's the higher story. Service, economy, quality. No tricky guarantee, no halfway service. And you don't get a free muffler with a big installation charge attached. Just a good job that hires every day low, low prices. Of course, it may not be your muffler causing the problem. It might be the manifold, the exhaust pipe, or the tailpipe. Whatever the problem, Higher Service Department will check the entire exhaust system and tell you exactly what you need. No need to buy a muffler if that isn't the problem. Hires will spot the trouble and sell you only what you really need. But if you do need a muffler or any other part of the exhaust system, you also need Hires. Take advantage of their low, low everyday prices. Now at four locations, 2042 Broadway, 1302 Maumee, Northcrest, and 7111 South Anthony.
Listen to what Mrs. Jane Whitehurst has to say about today's prices.
Plain out of sight. It's very surprising to me how much it's increased.
How do you cope? What do you do?
I plan menus. I write up my shopping list.
Do you shop around for bargains?
No. It serves me better to drive four blocks to a store where I not only save money, but they have far superior produce. There's a sense of freshness in the store, and they give S&H green stamps.
You really think it's worth going to a store that features S&H green
stamps? Oh, I definitely do.
Why?
The store is giving me service, competitive prices, and green stamps, too. You've gotten something in return. You have the stamps. The books start stacking up. The stamps are a reward, and it's neat.
Get that little extra at Rogers Friendly Markets. It's an S&H place.
Updating the news, Egyptian President Sadat told a Cairo rally that his country's former opposition to the U.S. was not a matter of principle, but only a political maneuver, and he blasted the critics of new friendship. West Coast dock workers are observing the end of wage and price controls by walking off the job, a protest of action by the Cost of Living Council eliminating a negotiated 30-cent-an-hour raise. A 20-year-old Chicago man, Joseph Buchanan Jr., was found guilty of first-degree murder by an Allen County Circuit Court jury last night. Buchanan charged in the shotgun killing of a Fort Wayne service station operator in March of last year. Whoa weather, mostly sunny today, a high in the upper 60s. Fair to partly cloudy tonight, an overnight low near 40. Increasing cloudiness, the chance of showers and storms by tomorrow night, and morning and nighttime showers expected on Friday. The highs remaining in the upper 60s. In Fort Wayne at this hour at the airport, 54 degrees. This is Dugan Fry.
Fort Wayne,
Texas.
Time coming up 26 before 9 here with Seavers this morning. It's a beautiful morning, they say, and we've got a clear 54 at the airport. Mostly sunny today, our outlook.
Pickup, van, and camper owners. If you're puzzled about the right tire for your rig, just check with your nearby Northern Indiana Firestone dealer. Drive in and see the great selection of Firestone truck tires, regular tires, wide tires, all-wheel and drive wheel. Firestone tires for every road, load, and service need at a low bargain price. If you're one that likes to take to the back roads, driving over everything from mud to rocks, you should consider the great Firestone wide oval system. Using Transport 500 wide ovals up front and Traction all season wide ovals on the back wheels. Drive in. Let your Firestone dealer tell you about the Firestone wide oval truck tire system and about the flotation, traction, stability, and mobility you'll get. There's a Firestone wide oval truck tire system deal. on your side.
You see Paul or Jack at Crispin Oil in Goshen, Indiana, or Dwight at Fouts Firestone in Kokomo, Indiana, on the bypass.
Also reporting from Johnstone Oldsmobile. As you recall, Dandy Don Johnstone has challenged his sales manager, Bill Ford, to sell 100 new cars in May. If he does, Don Johnstone has pledged he will jump for joy from a plane at an incredible 5,000 feet. If Bill Ford doesn't make his quota, he will make the jump. I have the incomparable Don Johnstone here. Don DeRue, are you at all nervous about this incredible challenge you've made? Tell it like it is, Don.
Nervous? Not at all.
That's apparent, Dandy Don. It's known that you're offering new Oldsmobiles at special sale prices and that your overhead is much lower than your competition. With that in mind, this reporter would have to predict that you, Don DeRue, will be making that 5,000-foot jump. What is your reaction to that prediction? Sports fans, Dandy Don has taken a practice free fall already. This is Howard Salso reporting from Johnstone Oldsmobile, where they seem to always be one jump ahead of the rest.
Well, one guy who's a jump ahead of Jack Underwood here. Good morning, Jack. How are
you? Hi, Bob. Boy, you can't believe the day out there. I don't know why you're sitting in the studio. Why don't you move your microphone out on the fire escape?
Gail, give Jack another roll over there, will you?
Hey, this is National Radio Month today, just like that.
Oh, I remember the month of May, how I used to dread it.
When we'd go over and sit in the window?
In the Patterson Fletcher's window and everybody look at us.
I'm going to play the radio song. And things like Carpenters Yesterday once more, remember?
Oh, yes, yes.
And
yes.
I was listening to the radio. And also wanted to tell you about this friend of mine who was talking to a buddy of his. And the friend says to his buddy, he says, "Hey, how'd you get that scar across the bridge of your nose?" His buddy says, "From glasses."
From glasses.
And friend says, "Well, why don't you get contact lenses?" Buddy says, "They don't hold enough beer."
Listen, Jack, we'll see you then at 10:05.
Yeah.
Why not? Well, hello there.
Hi. How about a little trip? Not far. Just to Indianapolis for the 500. Whoa's got the tickets, four of them, just waiting for you. But what about gas for your trip? Well, to solve that problem, we'll throw in 500 gallons of gas and 50 car washes, good at either location of Mike's Car Wash. And you'll need something to wash, right? Why not a beautiful, new 1974 Hurst Old Cutlass S Hardtop? Just like this year's official 500 pace car. All of this is yours if you unscramble WoWo's pace car cover. WoWo has locked away a sealed envelope containing a $1 bill. He's taken the serial number of that bill and musically scrambled it to sound like this. We'll give you daily clues to help unscramble the pace car puzzle. If we call and you give us the exact number, unit by unit, you win the tickets, the gas, the car washes, and the car. It's as simple as that. And even if you don't get it right, we'll send you a WoWo Yo-Yo radio so you can listen to the Indy 500 May 26th on WoWo. Send your name, address, and phone number to Puzzle. WoWo, Fort Wayne, 46802. Hurry. Calls start soon. And get ready for a real trip from
WoWo time, 22 before 9.
Bob Seegers!
Look at me, I'm a train, yeah. Got a load on my back, I'm a train, yeah. Look at me, I'm going somewhere, I'm a train, yeah. train, yeah.
I'm a train, or I'm a chicken train, or something like that. 18 and a half before 9, here with Bob Sievers this morning. A beautiful morning out there, a clear 54. And remember, this is the week to get out to Concordia Senior College. The magnolias and the crabapples are in bloom. The magnolias over the past weekend and now, and the crabapples coming up probably in their height this weekend.
When you're looking for good value in homeowners insurance, you really don't have to look far. With over 400 State Farm agents in Indiana, there's probably an agent right in your neighborhood. And he'll be able to offer you State Farm's famous low rates, plus the prompt, efficient claim service that's made State Farm the world's largest home insurer. Why not look up the agent near you in your local Yellow Pages? Give him a call and see how little it'll cost to give your home the protection it deserves with a State Farm homeowner's policy.
Here's news about a great new free gift offer from People's Trust Bank. Right now, when you get a low-cost personal loan from People's Trust Bank, you'll get a famous name Rockwell power tool for your lawn, garden, or workshop absolutely free. This great springtime offer from People's Trust Bank lets you do your springtime borrowing at the low rates that People's Trust is famous for, and let you choose a free gift from a selection of a dozen heavy-duty Rockwell saws, drills, sanders, and router kits, or cordless hedgers and trimmers. The Rockwell power tool of your choice is yours free with any 24-month personal loan for $1,500 or more. New car loans not included. See the display of Rockwell power tools in the lobby of your nearby People's Trust office. It's a reminder of the powerful savings that can be yours with a People's Trust loan. Powerful savings. Powerful free gift with a low-cost loan from People's Trust Bank.
In 1958, a new Buick dealer started in Fort Wayne. He was determined to build the finest Buick dealership this city had ever seen. To build a dealership that would keep people coming back year after year after year. He was convinced that the only way he could do this was to hire the best people he could possibly find. The best salesmen, the best servicemen, the best bookkeepers, and the best managers. And when he had put all this together, he found out he was right. People did keep coming back to Jim Kelly Buick in the heart of Fort Wayne. Because people know that Jim Kelly Buick not only gives them the lowest possible prices, but continues to give them honest warranty maintenance and service for as long as they own their car. So since Jim Kelly Buick started in Fort Wayne in 1958, people have kept coming back to Jim Kelly Buick in the heart of Fort Wayne, a nice place to do business.
Woe reminds you people in and around Huntington, Indiana, that during the month of May, Christ the King Episcopal Church in Huntington will have petunia plants for sale from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. during the week at the church. 1224 North Jefferson. Flats are $4.50, half flats $2.50, and a box 75 cents. It's a quarter till 9 here with Bob Sievers this morning. A clear 54 at the airport and mostly sunny today. Our outlook. Michael Nesbitt.
Her name was Joanne, and she lived in a meadow by a
that took me her sweet love. And when the last she was, drove her on with desperation, and I thought she went a most hopeless situation for Joanne.
Carpenters. One of the current hits, I Won't Last a Day Without You. At exactly 12 minutes before 9, a beautiful clear 54 at the airport.
Day after day, I must face a world of strangers where I don't belong. And that it's strong. It's nice to know that there's someone I can turn to who will always care. You're always there when there's no getting over that rainbow. When my smallest dreams won't come true, I can't take the magic of the world I have to give. But I won't last a day without you. When the city seems to be without a friendly face, a lonely place, it's nice to know that you'll be there if I need you, and you'll always smile. It's all worthwhile when there's no you. You touch me and I end up singing.
have forgotten half their promises, and that unkind, just hard to find. One look at you, and I knew that I could learn to live without the risk. I found the best. When there's no getting over that rainbow, when my smallest dreams won't come true, I can't take all that the world has to give, but I won't last a day without you. When there's no
Carpenters, and I won't last a day without you. Wobo time is 8:30 before 9. It's a beautiful, clear morning. Earl Finkel says, mostly sunny today, with a high in the upper 60s, fair to partly cloudy tonight, an overnight low of near 40, and then increasing cloudiness with showers and thunderstorms by tomorrow night. We have a beautiful, clear, as we said, 54 at the airport now. Today, with prices continually on the rise, you want the very best for your money, especially when buying furniture. And what might seem to be a bargain could turn out to be a real problem. You know, that's why it's so important to buy from a trusted name like Gerber Furniture of Bluffton, Indiana. Gerbers carry only quality name brands like Thomasville, Lane, Dixie, American of Martinsville, Burn, Norwalk, all reputable names with years of master craftsmanship behind them. Take, for example, Gerber's lovely bedroom suits. A large selection from which to choose and some excellent values on famous Englander mattresses. And if it's carpeting you're looking for, Gerber carries Wonderweave, Lee's, Milliken, and Trend Mills. Also beautiful Solarian linoleum by Armstrong. Or see their lovely upholstered furniture by Byrne. Whatever your decorating needs, you'll find what you're looking for at Gerber Furniture. Why not stop by and check out their two floors of distinctive furnishings? Gerber Furniture, Bluffton, Indiana. Remember, they're open till 5, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday, till 9, Tuesday, and Friday, closed Sundays. Gerber Furniture of Bluffton.
Hey, Slim, you hear what happened the other night at Denver Grange Ford?
No, what happened?
The sheriff caught some guys a-swabbing Mustangs and Pinos.
What'd they do to them?
Hung them.
Hung them?
Yep, for horse rustling.
Why, that's crazy.
Sure is. Why, that guy could have bought them for almost nothing.
Savings can earn. We know how you feel. We won't try to confuse you with annual yields and new methods of calculating interest on your savings. Just remember this. Lincoln National Bank pays the maximum interest on savings that the law allows. No other bank can offer more than we offer. Our people wouldn't want us any other way.
Woe reminds you, a documentary on American history will be presented in the Little Theater in the Arden Theater Building at Taylor University at 8:15 tonight. Well, should City Light be leased to Indiana and Michigan Electric Company? Should Congress approve a no-fault automobile insurance bill? Is there something else on your mind that you'd like to speak out about?
Pick up your phone and speak out about these or other topics in the news. Call us between 9 and 5 at 742-8373 or write to Speak Out, care of Wawa Radio, Fort Wayne, Indiana, 46802. We'll tell you all you need to know, and soon you'll be speaking out on Wawa.
Mike Oldfield now with Two Bitter Bells at 9:04. Another hour with Bob Seavers this morning, 9:01 on a beautiful what? Wednesday morning.
We've all noticed it at one place or another. Just because a person belongs to a particular group or knows the right people, he's given a special discount card. He's allowed a special price for something, less than what the rest of us have to pay. Well, Cunningham Optical in Fort Wayne doesn't give discount cards to anyone because Cunningham doesn't believe in discriminately handing out a discount or special price to only certain groups or individuals. Cunningham simply offers everyone the same everyday low prices for the same high-quality eyeglasses. Everyone always has the same choice of frames from a selection of over 100 different frame styles. And the popular Cunningham same-day service is available to everyone, even without any special appointment. So what does all this mean? That Cunningham Optical doesn't give discount cards to anyone. Just quality merchandise and service at reasonable prices to everyone, every day. Located downtown Fort Wayne, across from the courthouse.
$50,000 on 1190. Group W, Westinghouse Broadcasting.
This note just in, police have confirmed two persons were arrested early today in the Zebra case in San Francisco. This is the case in which 12 persons have been killed.